All right, so let's dive into this Senator Joni Ernst thing. She's been making some noise about the Biden administration and how they're handling this CHIPs Act funding with the Trump administration ready to step in. It's kind of it's interesting timing, right?
Yeah, it's definitely raising some eyebrows.
Yeah, she's even comparing it to like a post-Black Friday spending spree. Pretty evocative image there.
It certainly gets your attention. You know what's interesting to me though is this isn't just like a typical, difference in spending philosophies between parties or whatever. Ernst is suggesting that this rush to spend could actually like backfire and hurt the CHIPs Act in the long run.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's break that down a bit. What exactly is she worried about?
So her main argument is basically, haste makes waste. Rushing to allocate all this money before the transition happens, it could lead to projects that aren't properly vetted, lack of strategic planning, and then ultimately like a less competitive US semiconductor industry down the line. She's even comparing it to those concerns about wasted funds in the COVID-19 relief programs.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah, that's a pretty serious comparison. But so she's not against the CHPs Act itself, right? It's more about how it's being executed in these final weeks.
Exactly. Yeah. She's supportive of the overall goals, but she's worried about potential missteps that could undermine them, Like she's specifically calling out what she sees as a lack of transparency and this spend it all now mentality from the Biden administration.
That spend it all now thing is interesting. Is that just political rhetoric or is there more to it?
Well, it ties into Senator Ernst's role in that DOGE movement, which is, very focused on fiscal responsibility and challenging what they see as wasteful government spending.
I see. So it's not just about the money itself, it's also about the power dynamics between the outgoing and incoming administrations.
Right. It could be seen as an attempt to tie the hands of the incoming Trump administration.
Okay, that makes sense. So what is she doing? What concrete steps is Senator Ernst taking to address these concerns?
Well, she's demanding more transparency from Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo. She wants to know, like, how many CHIPs Act funding negotiations are currently going on, how long those projects are supposed to last, and a breakdown of how much money was spent before and after Trump's election. Basically, she wants a clear picture of where the money is going and why.
Sounds like she's trying to slam the brakes on any last-minute deals that might not be properly vetted.
Well.
What has the Biden administration said about all this?
So Secretary Raimondo's response has been that the current spending plan was already decided, and that this quick allocation is just standard procedure. She's emphasized that the CHIPs Act had bipartisan support and suggested that the Trump administration's not likely to reverse course on this.
Yeah, that makes sense. The CHIPs Act did have strong bipartisan support, so you'd think it would be somewhat insulated from these political swings.
Right. But Senator Ernst would probably argue that even with that bipartisan support, the details of how it's implemented really matter. A new administration might have different priorities, and even a small shift in focus could have big downstream effects.
Okay, I get that. So is there a real chance then that even with good intentions, this rush to spend could end up backfiring and hurting the CHIPs Act in the long run?
I mean, there's always a risk. And that's what makes this whole conversation so interesting. It's about finding that balance between urgency and accountability.
All right, so before we get into that, I want to learn more about what the CHIPs Act has actually done so far.
Yeah.
Like, are there any success stories we can point to that show the potential of this initiative?
Oh, yeah, definitely. We're already seeing some big companies stepping up and making moves. Like Micron Technology, they got over $6 billion in CHIPs Act funding to build these massive semiconductor fabrication plants in Idaho and New York.
Wow.
Those projects are expected to create something like 20,000 jobs.
20,000 jobs.
Yeah.
That's a huge economic boost. Are there other examples of the CHIPs Act in action?
Oh, yeah, there are several others. SkyWater Technology Foundry Inc. is using funds for projects in Indiana and Minnesota. And Coherent is expanding in Texas, focusing on this silicon carbide technology, which is becoming really important for things like electric vehicles and renewable energy.
Silicon carbide.
Yeah.
Now that's interesting. What makes that so important?
Well, silicon carbide is a lot more efficient than traditional silicon for high power applications. So think like electric vehicle chargers, solar inverters, even advanced military hardware. The CHIPs Act isn't just about catching up in regular chip manufacturing. It's also about supporting these cutting-edge materials and innovation.
That's a good point. It adds another layer to this whole discussion, right? It's not just about quantity, it's about quality too.
Exactly. And it really highlights why this debate about the pace and the transparency of the CHIPs Act spending is so important.
All right, so we have this backdrop of political tension, but then we also have these really promising developments. As companies start putting the funding to work, It's kind of a tug of war, isn't it?
It really is. And that's what makes this deep dive so compelling. It's not just about the dollars and cents. It's about these strategic decisions that are going to have ripple effects for years to come.
Okay, I'm hooked. Before we move on, can you give us a sense of the overall impact of the CHIPs Act so far? Like, is it actually generating the kind of momentum it was supposed to?
Well, the numbers are pretty impressive. The Semiconductor Industry Association reports that over 90 new projects have been announced across 28 states. Since the CHIPs Act was passed, we're talking about hundreds of billions of dollars in private investment on top of the government funding.
So despite all this back and forth, the CHIPs Act does seem to be having a real impact on the industry.
It is, however. The question remains, you know. Could that impact be even greater with more strategic and transparent decision making? And what's the incoming Trump administration going to do about all of this?
That's a great question. We'll have to dive into that a bit more. But first, let's go back to Senator Joni Ernst for a second. She's been a really vocal advocate for fiscal responsibility and seems to be kind of leading the charge in this debate. Can you tell us a little bit more about her background and why she's so passionate about this issue?
Sure. So Senator Ernst is a prominent member of that DOGE movement we talked about, which is all about challenging, you know, traditional political systems and advocating for fiscal restraint. They see excessive government spending as a threat to economic stability and individual liberty. So her position on the CHIPs Act spending really aligns with her broader political philosophy.
Right. And she had that memorable quote about the Biden administration being on a spending spree, convinced every tax dollar must go. That's a pretty pointed critique.
It is. It really captures the DOGE movement's skepticism of big government programs and their emphasis on individual responsibility and limited government.
So we have this clash between a sense of urgency to get the CHIPs Act rolling and concerns about potential waste and a lack of transparency. And now we have a new administration coming in that could shake things up even more.
Yeah, it's a fascinating dynamic. And it raises a lot of questions about how to balance the need for speed with the need for accountability when it comes to these big government initiatives.
Okay, this is a great place to pause for now. When we come back, let's explore some of those questions and discuss what the future might hold for the CHIPs Act as the Trump administration takes over.
It's kind of wild to think about, you know, the long-term effects of all this. Like, even if the CHIPs Act keeps getting funded, this whole controversy could cause some lasting damage.
What do you mean?
Well, think about it. What if this ends up eroding public trust in the whole initiative? Or what if it leads to, like, political gridlock that slows down progress? Those kinds of setbacks could be just as bad as any funding cuts, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
It's not just about the money. It's about keeping that momentum going and maintaining public support for the whole idea of, you know, revitalizing the U.S. semiconductor industry.
Exactly. And don't forget, this is all happening against the backdrop of some serious global competition. Like, China's pouring tons of money into their own chip-making capacity. The U.S. can't afford to fall behind.
Right. It really underscores how important the CHIPs Act is strategically. It's not just about the economy. It's about national security, too.
Absolutely. Semiconductors are basically the brains of all modern technology. Everything from our smartphones and computers to advanced weapons systems depends on them.
And right now, the U.S. relies heavily on foreign suppliers for those chips.
Yeah.
Especially in Asia.
Yep, and that dependence creates vulnerabilities.
Both economically and in terms of national security.
The CHIPs Act is trying to fix that by boosting domestic manufacturing.
So when you look at it that way, Senator Ernst's concerns about potential waste and lack of oversight become even more significant.
For sure. If the goal is to make the CHIPs Act successful in the long run and strengthen the U.S.'s competitive edge, then making sure the money is used wisely and strategically is absolutely critical.
It sounds like the incoming Trump administration will have some tough choices to make.
Yeah, they'll need to balance addressing Senator Ernst's concerns with maintaining the progress that's already been made.
Exactly. It'll be really interesting to see how they approach this whole situation.
Right. Will they push for tighter oversight? Will they shift spending priorities? Or will they just try to stay the course?
It's kind of like a chess game, isn't it?
Right.
Every move could have all these ripple effects.
It is. And the stakes are incredibly high. The success or failure of the CHIPs Act could have a huge impact on the future of the U.S. economy, its technological leadership, and even its standing in the world.
So we've talked a lot about the political and economic side of things, but what about the human side? How does the CHIPs Act actually affect everyday people?
That's a really important question. The semiconductor industry is connected to pretty much every part of our lives. You know the chips we're talking about. They're in the devices we use every day, the cars we drive, the healthcare systems we rely on.
So what happens with the CHIPS Act could have real consequences for all of us.
Absolutely. If it succeeds in boosting domestic semiconductor manufacturing, it could mean lower prices for consumers, more high-paying jobs, and a stronger, more resilient economy overall.
But if it's not handled well, we could see the opposite.
Yeah, potentially higher prices, missed opportunities, and continued reliance on foreign suppliers.
So this isn't just some abstract policy debate. It's something that could directly impact our lives.
Exactly. And that's why it's so important for people to be aware of what's going on and to engage in this conversation. The future of the CHIPS Act and the entire U.S. semiconductor industry really depends on the choices we make as a nation.
This deep dive has been really eye-opening. We've gone from talking about spending sprees to national security and the everyday lives of Americans.
And we've only scratched the surface. As the Trump administration gets settled and starts shaping its own policies, we can expect this whole debate to keep evolving. It'll be fascinating to see how they approach this challenge and what impact their decisions will have on the CHIPS Act and the semiconductor industry.
All right, deep divers, before we wrap up, I want to leave you with something to think about. Given how important the semiconductor industry is for our economy and national security, how can the government balance the need to move quickly with the need for careful planning and oversight to make sure taxpayer dollars are being used effectively?
Yeah, that's the big question, isn't it? And it's not just about the CHIPS Act either. It's like a fundamental challenge with government funding in general, especially when you're dealing with something as complex and fast-moving as technology.
Right, because you have that sense of urgency. Like, we need to move quickly if we want to stay ahead of the curve, especially with countries like China investing so heavily in their own tech.
Exactly. Time is not on our side in this global tech race. But at the same time, you don't want to just throw money at the problem without thinking it through.
Because that's how you end up with waste and mismanagement.
Yeah.
And ultimately, programs that don't achieve their goals.
Right. So finding that balance between speed and accountability is key. Streamlining the process without cutting corners.
Are there any specific things the government could do to achieve that balance? Like, what would that look like in practice?
Well, a few things come to mind. First off, they need clearer guidelines for choosing which projects get funding. A transparent and well-defined process, you know, focused on long-term strategic value.
So it's not just about funding anything related to semiconductors. It's about funding the right projects.
Yeah.
The ones that will really make a difference for U.S. competitiveness.
Exactly. And then there's oversight. You need strong mechanisms for accountability throughout the whole funding process. Regular audits and evaluations to make sure the money's being used effectively.
So transparency is really important here.
It's essential. The more transparent the process is, the more trust it builds, both from the public and the private sector. And that trust is crucial for making initiatives like the CHIPS Act successful in the long run.
What about communication and coordination, especially with the new administration coming in? Could that help reduce some of the risks we've been talking about?
Definitely. A smooth transition between administrations would be huge, making sure everyone's on the same page about the goals and priorities. Minimize disruptions, ensure continuity.
So it's not just about the government figuring this out on their own. Collaboration is key.
Yeah, and that includes the private sector too. Companies that get CHIPS Act funding have a responsibility to be good stewards of that money.
They need to be transparent about how they're using it, show that they're making progress, and ultimately deliver on their promises.
It's a partnership. The government provides the funding and sets the overall goals. But the private sector has the expertise and the flexibility to actually make it happen.
It sounds like finding the right balance is going to take a multi-pronged approach.
It will. But the good news is that there are solutions out there. It's about having the political will to implement them and the commitment to work together towards a common goal.
This has been a really insightful deep dive. We've covered a lot of ground. From Senator Ernst's worries about spending to the bigger picture of national security and how this affects everyday Americans.
It's been great talking about this, and I hope our listeners have a better grasp of how complex this issue is and how important it is to find that balance between speed and accountability.
And to all our listeners out there, keep digging into this topic. Stay informed, ask questions, and get involved in the conversation. The future of the CHIPS Act and the future of the U.S. semiconductor industry depend on the choices we make as a nation.
Well said. The story is far from over.
And that's a wrap for this deep dive, folks. Thanks for joining us as we explore the world of the CHIPs Act, government funding, and the future of technology. Until next time, keep diving deep.